This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The internet, as it has done for so many other industries, has opened up the art world to everyone. It's a multi-billion dollar business that's being filtered out through hundreds of new websites. And at the same time, artists keep on creating new ways to sell their work online. Ike Skrískandaraja reports now from Oakland, California.
Victor Vazquez is lying on his bed, drawing symbols on a blank sheet of paper.
Probably a yin-yang, maybe a decapitated dog head, maybe a peace sign, a weed leaf, money sign.
Vazquez started cultivating his artistic style during his last gig, fronting the rap group Das Racist.
You want to put it in marketplace terms. You know, I already developed a brand that people, have come to love and trust.
Quick draw, McGraw. I went to art school with the art fools, with the smart fools, with the sophomores, with the freshmen. I went to art college. I got the art knowledge.
But since Das Racist broke up last year, the rap money dried up, so Vazquez tried cashing in on his other talent.
I just kind of doodled on a piece of wood at my friend's house and put it on the internet for $100, and someone bought it, so I kept doing that.
Vazquez posts his art for sale on Twitter and Instagram, where it's mostly bought by fans of his music. This year, he says he sold nearly $5,000 worth of art.
Here, let me add one more little zigzag on it.
In about half an hour, he's filled the page with wavy lines around icons from the Coexist bumper sticker and corporate America.
That's probably good.
When it's ready for sale, he uploads the picture to Instagram.
$100.
Tags it, prices it, tweets the link, and then he sits back and waits for a buyer.
I think people tend to like the simple $100 thing, you know, but who knows what people like, man.
Fans seem to like Vazquez's simple style and pricing. Patrons also like buying more polished works online. In recent years, 300 businesses have been established to help connect art with art buyers, ranging from the craft-oriented Etsy to eBay to dedicated online galleries like the San Francisco-based U Gallery. Director and co-founder, Alex Farkas.
We like to help people who don't have galleries around them or patrons, so that's one fantastic thing about the internet.
Works on UGallery sell on average for $700, but you can get a painting for as little as $100.
For a long time, the art world was a pretty narrow space. You had to be involved with the gallery scene, know where to go, know the questions to ask. And now there's such a wealth of information available to people, both to learn about art if you're a first-timer, and then even to start buying art.
The white wall galleries of the traditional art market have fallen, or at least lowered to let in more first-time buyers, like most of Victor Vazquez's patrons.
Oh, yeah, new scene, yeah. So I just got, hold on, someone named Jenkins Joe on Instagram left a comment on your photo, let me buy this.
And with a swap of some PayPal information, the trade is made. It may not be a Sotheby's auction, but Jenkins Joe got an original piece of art, and Victor Vazquez made $100 with Sharpie and social media. In Oakland, I'm Ike Skrískandaraja for Marketplace.
Ike's story was produced for us by Turnstile News. That's a project of Youth Radio.